small. Everywhere people step, each and every day, I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, could she say to me, love will find a way, gather round all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away, hey, you've got to hide.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to We'll Put a Pin in This. This is Amy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, I don't know. You just heard You've Got to Hide Your Love Away by the Beatles. And if you like that song, I don't know if this is controversial, but there's another great version of that song by Eddie Vedder from I Am Sam. So I like both equally. Some people say they like the Beatles more, but I know my mom likes the other one better. Sorry, Mom. But I don't know. The song is a great song in general, so we're just going to get into it today. And I didn't mean to do this week, but I'm doing a theme, and I didn't plan it like this, but the theme is kind of like awkwardness or slash earnestness slash honesty. Yeah, I don't know. I just started to think about that a while ago, and it's kind of hard to find songs that fit that theme. So you'll see kind of as the show goes on, kind of like how I interpreted that, but this is kind of like wearing your heart on your sleeve, kind of embarrassment too. I don't know. I think it's all very interesting because a lot of music has been made about this tension that kind of comes from, like, I don't know, embarrassment, not like failing, that type of thing. So we're just kind of gonna listen to some music, and not to say that some of these songs aren't upbeat. They definitely are, which is kind of what I love about it, because you can make like a really upbeat song about a very depressing topic, but those two can kind of exist in the same space, which is very cool. But yeah, I am. Yeah, okay. This week I did have a week. I had a week, and I felt really weird and off, and I have been traveling a lot. I just got back from Spain from spring break, and I went to Florida to visit my family, and now I'm back, and everything just feels like crazy, and this week was just, I just felt like a little weirdo this week, so I'm here to kind of like, not talk about myself, but validate you guys in the sense that like, it's okay to be awkward, and you know, like, this, people make art about it, and it's beautiful, and whatever, and it's normal, and it's normal to feel weird sometimes. So yeah, that's kind of the theme of the episode, which is very different from what I usually do, so hopefully you guys like it. But the thought behind this was just to make my tangents more streamlined, essentially. So here we go. Next up, we have a song by the Velvet Underground called After Hours, and I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
The night could last forever, leave the sun shine out, and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Okay, so that was After Hours by The Velvet Underground. And I feel like that's a good one to start off with. It's very sweet, it's cute, it's a little awkward, and it's very honest. So that's kind of what I'm going for with today's show. And I hope you guys enjoyed that song. Yeah, I don't know. Next up we have We're going to do this. Next up we have My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars. So we're going to get straight into it. Here we go. Hope you enjoy.
You meet, it doesn't know the real
Okay, that was My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars. I don't know, I just think that one's kind of fun. I love this album a lot, and I think I say this every time I play it, but I got this album on vinyl at a comic book store in Davis Square when I was like 16 or 17, and I didn't go to Tufts yet. And it doesn't mean anything. Like, it's not, I don't know, but it's just kind of cool, like a little full circle for you guys. But yeah, I don't know, that one's kind of funny. Like, I actually just looked it up, and it's not based in truth, so no members of that band actually experienced having their best friend steal their girlfriend, but I understand what they're trying to do with that. I think there's a very small but real audience who can relate to that. I'm not them, but the overall feeling of being bummed, definitely. Yeah, I don't know. That was My Best Friend's Girl by The Cars, and we're going to keep it going with some, this is very WMFO, but The Smiths, and this is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want. And as I was looking through these songs, I was like, is this just another Yearning playlist? Like, maybe. I think it might be, but take that as you will. Because Yearning is also awkward and honest and earnest. So here we go. This is Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths.
Good times for a change. See, the look I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please. Let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need to worry, there'll be days like this. When no one's in a hurry, there'll be days like this. When you don't get betrayed by that old Judas kiss. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. When you don't need an answer, there'll be days like this. When you don't need a chance, there'll be days like this. When all the parts of the puzzle start to look like they fit, then I must remember there'll be days like this. Mm-hmm. playing tricks. When you don't have no freeloaders out there, get their kicks. Well, that's nobody's business the way that you want to live. I just have to remember there'll be days like this. When no one steps on my dreams, there'll be days like this. When people understand what I mean, there'll be days like this. When you ring out the changes of how everything is, well, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, no, no. There'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this. Oh, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Okay, so that was Days Like This by Van Morrison, and before that you just heard Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths. The Van Morrison song is off of Days Like This, 1995, if anyone is curious. But yeah, I don't know, I just feel like, this topic isn't the most, happy. It's not the happiest topic, but it's like, I think it's very well timed because look at the weather outside right now. Like, it's so gloomy. Yesterday was too, and I just feel like everyone kind of wants to get under a blanket and just watch TV or do whatever activity makes you happy. Maybe just like, yeah, blanket, soup, warm things, whatever. That's kind of the mood that I've been sensing around everyone I've been around lately. Wow, guys, this is awful. Okay. Next up we have a little bit of Alex G, we have some Michael Cera, and I'm going to keep the rest a surprise for you, but we have Bobby by Alex G up right now, so I don't know, I like the song a lot, hopefully you guys do too, here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Bobby by Alex G. Yeah, I don't know. That song is not the most upbeat, but I love it because I actually... Well, okay, the image that I get when I listen to that song is kind of somebody walking along a dirt path, trudging along, kind of dragging their feet in the mud. And I feel like you can feel that through, I think, the beat. I don't know, something about it just carries over to that very nicely. Anyway, that was Alex G, Bobby, off the Rocket. Next up, we have Michael Cera, Clay Pigeons, off of True That. I didn't know it was called True That. I think it's pretty funny. I actually saw that Michael Cera is going to be in the new Barbie movie. And I don't want to... I'm not advertising for the Barbie movie, but I just think it's interesting. Like, I saw him... Okay, he has aged, but not... I don't know. He still has that same look, that same charm. And he didn't even say anything in the trailer. I was just like, oh my gosh, so exciting. But yeah, okay, anyway, no one is better to put on the awkward and honest episode than a song by Michael Cera, because I feel like he embodies that in every character that he's played. Like, very innocent, and I don't know, there's something refreshing about it. So yeah, I don't know, this is Clay Pigeons by Michael Cera, so hope you guys enjoy. I love this one.
Gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down when people say y'all. Sing a song with a friend. Change the shape that I'm in and get back in the game and start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas or might go to somewhere that I've never been. And get up in the morning and go out at night and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone. Change the words to the song. Start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions that I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay. Turn the night into day. Start talking again when I know what to say. Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat. Trying to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all. Feed the pigeons and play. Night of today and start talking again when I know what to say.
Thank you. I've seen it sparks at the corner of your eyes. Nothing works. Nothing works for everyone. Good stories are bad lies. Good stories are bad lies. Take your hands off your neck and hold on to the ghost of my money. Know that good lies make bad stories. You can touch me. Turns you on. We have breakdowns, and sometimes we don't have breakdowns.
No, no, no.
I wanna hear you going psycho. If you're going psycho, I wanna hear every conversation just ends with you screaming. Not even words, just ha ha. Into each other.
Okay, so that was Sober to Death by The Cars. No, that was not The Cars. Guys, I am so sorry. This is Car Seat Headrest. Very different. Very different things. One is a part of the car, and the other one is the car. That's kind of, okay, I should do a car-themed one next week. That's great. Okay, speaking of vehicles, we have our PSA. This one is School on Wheels of Massachusetts. So, School on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12. impacted by homelessness in southeastern Mass. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and would like to use it to make a real change, contact School on Wheels at chrissauma.org or visit our website at www.sauma.org. And the email, I'm going to spell it out for you guys. Here we go. So it's K, it's Chris with a K, so K-R-I-S at sowma.org. And then the website is just sowma.org. Okay, hopefully you guys could follow that, those who wanted to. Thank you for listening to our little PSA. And yeah, okay, next up we have a song by the 1975. Surprise, surprise, everybody. Before I get into this next one, I want to talk about how I'm excited that concerts are happening again. And I didn't look, I don't have a list up, but I feel like I've gotten a lot of emails from Ticketmaster and all of the weird, I don't know, seat ticket apps that I've purchased. Okay, let's run that back. Okay, I'm getting a lot of emails about concerts through the apps that I've purchased tickets through. Yeah, I don't know, 100 Gex are coming. I don't know if Alex G is coming. I think I made that up. 100 Gex is coming, and Hippocampus is coming. Owl City is making a comeback, guys. They are back. But also, I don't like their new album. I'm so sorry. I like a couple of their songs off of this album. But I don't know. I feel like they could have done better, and that's okay. I feel like people change, they grow, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look up a little list so I can give you guys a sprinkling of the concerts that are coming up. Like, you can't look that up yourself, but who knows, maybe it'll help somebody. And then last thing before I get started with our next song, which is a 1975 song, so if you're excited, hang on for that. I'm looking at the Guilty Pleasures anthems on our cork board at Tufts, and I wanted to give you guys a little sneak peek into what Tufts kids are listening to, but more specifically what their guilty pleasure anthems are. So, okay, we have Antihero by Taylor Swift. That's real. Like, I feel like I have to admit I really do like that one, and I don't want to, but I do. We have Beat It by Michael Jackson. We have Playboi Carti in general. I wish I could read better. Like, this is a little bit far away. Okay, we have Trolls. Oh, by 6ix9ine. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah, okay, guys. I'm gonna get glasses, I guess, because that's all I can see. I think Creep is on there. Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Here we go. This is a song. Phoebe Bridgers is also on this song, and I think it's the only song they have together. But yeah, this is Jesus Christ 2005, God Bless America by the 1975. And here we go.
The boy I know, but that's
Okay, so there you have it. That was Jesus Christ 2005 God Bless America by the 1975 and in collaboration with Phoebe Bridgers. Everybody's been all up in my grill, if you will, because I say collab instead of collab. Like, as if you, like, collab, like you're, I don't know, like a science lab. So, I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. How bad is that? Do other people do that? Et cetera, et cetera. There's also route and route that... I think I just say route because the voice on my nav used to say route. And I kind of say it as a joke, but then people get upset about it. I don't know. But yeah, so those are a little bit of controversy for you. Yeah, I don't know. So... we're at 11:42. We have a couple songs left. We're gonna go back. We're gonna do another Beatles song. We're gonna do I Wanna Hold Your Hands. Because this one's really sweet, and I think this one's a little bit more upbeat. So here we go. This is I Wanna Hold Your Hand by the Beatles, remastered.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold. I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can hide, I can hide, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. And when I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love.
Okay, there you have it, short and sweet. I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. That song reminds me of I'm in Love with You by the 1975, and I was going to talk about this after the 1975 song, but I got caught up, and I didn't. So here we have our little tangent that you guys, yeah, thank goodness I didn't forget. Yeah, not actually, but it's okay. Yeah, so I just remember Maddie saying in, and not that I do not support what he's doing, okay? Just want to make that clear. But he said something about how his favorite lyric that he's ever written was I'm in Love with You. This is from the song I'm in Love with You, which is an upbeat song, kind of similar to I Want to Hold Your Hand, in the sense that it's like wearing your heart on your sleeve, kind of admitting something that is hard to admit but feels really good too. Yeah, so, and I don't know, I just thought it was interesting because the person that was interviewing him was like, anybody could have written that. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But it kind of goes along with the theme, and I do think I'm leaning into it a bit hard, but who cares? Yeah, I don't know. So that, I don't know how to wrap that little tangent up, but now you know that Matty Healy thinks that the best lyric he's ever written is I'm in love with you. But yeah, take it up with him, not me. Next up, we're going to do, let's see, I was going to play a song called Nervous by Current Joys, but I feel like that one's a little bit too, it's a little bit too angsty, and I'm not feeling it. So we're going to do She Makes Me Laugh by the Monkees, and hope you guys enjoy. I know you guys will enjoy it. Here we go.
I'm so glad that I got her to think of. She's fine as any Valentine. I think about her all the time. Cross my heart and hope to die. She sends me silly messages and pictures. Directing traffic in the mall or buzzing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh.
Yeah. happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Two lovers entwined, pass me by, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job. Heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
Okay, that was Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by The Smiths. And I think we're going to do, I think we have time for one more song. I'm going to do a quick little wrap up. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this chill set list to get you through a gloomy day. And also, okay, also if you're feeling weird right now, don't worry. I don't know. You're valid, one. Two, I also feel weird. This is, I don't know, this is the theme of the show, to kind of validate everyone's gloomy day weird feelings. But yeah, also, oh my gosh, I'm writing this down, I'm trying to read it, and it's not flowing like I want to, but that's okay. Yeah, I don't know. Also, if you act weird, okay, this is a big one, this is a big one, that I realized this week. Or I just said it out loud, and I was like, this is great. If you're being weird, if you're not acting, if you're trying to express yourself and it's not, like, going the way that you want it to, per se, I don't know, you're not gonna destroy your friendships of months and years if you're having an off day just by being a little awkward. So just keep that in mind as you're navigating the world, and just put less pressure on yourself in that way. And yeah, I don't know. Other things, if you're, oh my gosh, guys, this is crazy. Okay, I feel like it's different. I feel like it's weird because I'm saying this on air versus into another person's ear. That's okay. Yeah, so if you're a talker, I don't know, maybe take some space and or take the time to become a listener. If you're a listener, take up the space, become a talker, try new stuff out. I don't know. Don't be afraid to take up that space. And yeah, I just want to say some of the runners up for the songs on this list, I think. A big one was I Spend Too Much Time in My Room by the band Camino, but that one's 4 minutes long. It's very slow, so I didn't put that one on, but it's a great song. We have Awkward by SZA, which is explicit, unfortunately. Awkward by Tyler, the Creator, also explicit. And I think those were the big ones. But yeah, let me know if you guys have any other songs that kind of fit this theme. I did think it was interesting to look for stuff that fit a theme that wasn't quite... I think genres and themes are very different in the sense that it's like, oh, pop or happy music. Like, I don't know, this is a little bit more niche than that, so there weren't a million playlists that I could, like, take from. So it's kind of fun. Other things. If you know any good Indian places in the area, let me know, because I'm looking for good Indian food. I'm going to Masala later, which is great, but also is, like, I don't know, let's see what's around. Like, that one's the one that comes to mind, but I know there must be better. Or I can try and cook some for myself, but I don't know. That's kind of all I have for this week. Next week, I'm thinking of doing a theme as well. I think the Valentine's Day theme, love songs, went pretty well. That was very straightforward. I had the idea... Well, guy, okay, we'll see. I'll ask around. I'll see what kind of things that you guys come up with, and then... we'll evaluate. But yeah, get ready for next week. If you enjoy the show, I'm gonna be back not next week, but the week after, Thursdays at 11. And here we go, we have our last song called It's Okay to Cry by Sophie, and I hope you guys enjoy and have a great week. Here we go.
Drop in your eye. I never thought I'd see you cry.